Chapter 70. There was no funeral for Lily Kane. Bryce Kane said there would be a memorial service later, at the theater. The cover story in Paradise was that Lily was more grief-stricken than anybody knew over the death of her husband. And as far as Jesse could tell, enough of the town seemed willing to buy that, or at least to pretend to in public. He didn't care either way. He wasn't sure what he felt. He knew he couldn't make a case against Lily. She knew it too. But there was a part of him feeling as if he'd somehow given her the death penalty anyway.
You couldn't have known how it was going to turn out when you set everything in motion, Molly said.
But I did set everything in motion.
You were still the only one who knew, Molly said.
It must have been one person too many, Jesse said. They were at her desk out in the bullpen, drinking coffee. Molly had just told him to get his feet off her desk. He'd refused. She seemed to accept that they were at an impasse.
I feel sorry for her, Jesse said, even though I know I shouldn't.
She'd carried around this secret for 40 years. No indication that she ever tried to find out if the baby was dead or alive. Now here the guy was on her doorstep. It must have panicked her.
Who the hell was she? Molly said. Really?
We're never gonna know, he said. A lot we're never gonna know, though. Maybe just one more thing that gets buried.
I can't feel badly about this, Molly said. Not as a mother.
You're a harder case than me.
And don't ever forget it, she said.
They had made a plan to have dinner. Molly said he should see if Sonny wanted to come up. Jesse went back to his office and called her. She said she was having dinner with Richie.
So, he's back, Jesse said.
So he is.
Back, meaning back in your life, Jesse said.
Never out of it, she said.
You know what I mean.
Not like that, Sonny said. We just need to have a face-to-face. Then straight home to bed. Alone.
So, no sucking face, he said.
She laughed. The sound of it came out of the phone like a summer breeze.
In this case, Chief Stone, she said, my lips really are sealed.
Jesse told Molly he'd see her later at the Gull, that he was going home early, going for a long run to clear his head.
You'd have to run all the way to L.A. and back to do that, she said.
He drove home and got into sweatpants and the running shoes he'd bought after rehab and an even older Dodgers sweatshirt, a cold front off the Atlantic having dropped the temperature into the low 50s the last couple days. He started out through town on his way to the water, past that movie theater, ran under the marquee that now read, Rest in Peace, Lily Kane, wondering if she finally was at peace. Or if the chance of that had come off the books a long time ago. He finally made the turn toward the bridge at Stiles Island and was on his way back over the bridge when he saw Bryce Kane coming in the other direction. He hadn't seen Kane since he'd identified his mother's body at the hospital.
I'm sorry, Jesse had said that day.
The hell you are, Kane said. Kane stared briefly at Jesse now. Looked like he might say something, but didn't. Just smiled and gave Jesse the finger. Then put his head down and kept going, picking up the pace as if suddenly being chased. But Jesse stopped now, stared at his back until he disappeared, Brad Pitt hair blowing in the cold wind off the water. Then he was on his way home himself, running a lot faster now than he had when he'd started. Like he was the one being chased.